trash filled streets made me wish we were headed home. And there was love inside the basement where that woman used to lie in a sleeping bag we shared upon the floor most every night. And darling, I'm drunk and everything that I have loved has turned to stone. So pack your bags and come back home. And I'm wasted, you can taste it. Don't look at me that way. I'll be hanging from a rope. I'll be hanging from a rope. And if my a fire sheet burn out before I wake and be replaced by pints of whiskey, cigarettes and outer space, then somebody moves and everything you thought you had is gone to shit. But we've got a lot, don't ever forget that. And I wrote this on an airplane where the people looked like ants. And when a woman that you love is gone, she's bombing East Japan. Don't fucking move, 'cause everything you think you have will go to shit. But we've got a lot, don't you dare forget that. I'm wasted, you can taste it. Don't look at me that way, 'cause I'll be hanging from a rope. I'll be hanging from
good morning, Medford. Ooh, that's a little loud. All right, welcome, sunny, snowy morning. It is currently 9:04 a.m. My name is Becca, and you are listening to the sound of my voice on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Can you tell I'm a little out of it this morning? So welcome. And we have a fun special guest with us this morning. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Emmy. I'm Becca's little sister, and I'm joining on the sound of Becca's voice this morning.
Yeah, we got the whole family up in here. All right, that song's a little slow, so we're going to pick it up a little bit. Tune in, we're going to talk about our days, about our weeks, what we're looking forward to, embarrassing stories from our childhood. Love anything it. And everything is on the table, so thanks for listening.
¿Quién te dijo esa mentira? Que eras fácil de olvidar. No hagas caso a tus amigos, solo son testigos de la otra mitad. Dos besos son demasiado y un beso no bastará. Y aunque adviertan al soldado, si está enamorado, en guerra morirá. Ya no tienes que
¡gracias!
beso más. Y si hoy vuelves a mi vida, no es que estés perdida, no es casualidad. Ya no tienes que
saldría ileso. Ya no te atrevas a pedir perdón. Yo te confieso que
And we're back. Did you miss us?
Right before we come on, Emmy turns to me. She goes, oh, I forgot I don't like the sound of my voice. I'm like, you, darling, are on the wrong radio show for that. So basically how we do this is it's a sort of a riff on our family days.
Love to hear
So it. We're just going to do like some, but like sort of something that like makes you happy.
Okay.
Something that's making you like not so happy.
Okay.
And then just like something you're doing that makes you like proud / helping someone. It's very loose.
Okay.
So why don't you tell me something that's making you really happy right now?
Something that's making me really happy is I've been going on a lot of adventures with my friends lately, which has been so fun.
Where'd you go?
We like just like honestly went to Harvard Square and like got lunch and bopped around and then did work. But I feel like a lot of times when you're on a college campus, you feel like you're stuck. And we've been to the lodge, we go rock climbing, and honestly, like, reminding myself that, like, there's so much else out there besides, like, Tisch and Dewick is so important, and it's just really fun.
Oh, so that's been so really nice.
What about you?
I went to Newport this past weekend, which was lovely. It was just felt really good to get away with people that I love and just sort of like exist and just like be. None of us brought any work. Well, actually I did some work, but because I'm doing work. I'm a horrible procrastinator. That's the thing, is like I genuinely don't know how to do work when it's not due the next day. Like I don't have any drive to do it. I genuinely think I do my best work when it's like due in 24 hours.
Okay, but I'm the exact opposite, and I think that there's something special about people's brains who are procrastinators. I think that you're more creative and on the ball and spontaneous.
That's so nice. Can you tell that to my professors when I'm asking for extensions for my papers? Just because I'm so creative. No, I swear to God, I've never been able to not do a major paper the night before, but it always works out. So, I don't know. It's working for me. We'll see what happens when I enter the real world. But yeah, no, Newport was awesome. It was just nice to be away for a little bit. And it's so close, and we don't take advantage of it enough.
It's so close.
And it was just nice to be fed. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Our family feeds us well.
Our family feeds us so well.
I'll vie for that, as Becca brought me a piece of my grandma's banana chocolate chip bread that I'm going to eat after I go to the gym today, so it will even out.
That's your reward. All right, we'll listen to a little more music, and then we'll be right back. Enjoy.
phone. No one's gonna call you. Quit checking your volume. I don't care if I'm forever alone. I'm not falling for you, 'cause this baby is love proof. I don't care what you're saying. I don't wanna participate in your game of manipulation. I know I don't want your sympathy. All this love is suffocating. Just let me be sad and lonely.
Water Under the Bridge by The Lone Bellow, followed by Crush Culture by Conan Gray. Emmy and I realize that it's kind of difficult for us. So every once in a while, basically when I plan the radio show, I spend basically the week beforehand on my Discover Weekly release radar, New Music Friday. I just sort of dive into the black hole of Spotify music discovery. And that's where I usually pull a lot of the songs or just stuff that I've stumbled across in the ether of music listening apps. But when I have guests, I'm like, oh, you know, here, do you want to play this song? Like, I have a space here if you want to put in one of your songs. And what did we realize, Emmy?
Well, I'm not going to give Becca too much credit because I do have my own music taste, but a lot of my music comes from her music. So when I ask her, you know, have you played this song? Yup, last week. What about this new artist? 2 weeks ago, I featured them. So I'm a little bit limited to my choices.
But it's even better because when she finds something, it's really cool that none of us have ever heard before. So quickly, Water Under the Bridge, Lone Bellow, really cool group. I played one of their songs last week or 2 weeks ago. Kind of like Americana folksy, it's like Mumford & Sons, but a little more legit. Sorry, Mumford & Sons.
Hey, whoa.
Okay, all their songs sound the same. I'm standing by it. They're all good, but they all sound the same. And then Emmy, what about, so I hadn't heard Crush Culture until now. Emmy showed that to me.
So my friend Sarah showed it to me and we were actually like talking about how annoying it is, like, just the world of crushes. And she was like, here, like, let me show you this song, because it says, crush culture make you want to spill your guts out. And so it's actually really cool music, a little bit more like indie and a little bit electronic. And yeah.
Was the criticism that you don't like crush culture?
The criticism was that crush culture is fun in theory, but in life it's very often not actually fun.
Why not? See, I would disagree. I think it's really fun.
It's fun when it's fun when it's an idea, but I think once it starts like becoming pervasive in your life, or like when it's completely unobtainable and it's just taking up your brain space, like I don't think that that's fun.
But I think that's that for me, that's the point of a crush. A crush is supposed to be light and like
that's
meaningless.
True.
And like I have a rule, I think you need to have a crush in every single one of your classes, because it just like keeps things more entertaining. So I have like various bays, like little class crushes. Honestly, what else are you going to do? You're just like sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes. You need something cute to look at.
Why listen? Exactly.
So I firmly stand by that. Everyone needs a good class crush. But I would say like if I actually like someone, I would not describe that as a crush.
That's true.
I don't know.
It's a big debate.
I feel like crush implies that it's just
fun
like,
and light. I think I just overthink things. And I'm also not even talking about anything personal right now. But I think that I don't like to just like have feelings without having an explanation to them.
I mean, I think that's fair, because feeling like emotions are inherently irrational. So it's
yeah, I know.
Like, how do you mitigate that?
That doesn't work with my brain.
Yeah.
I like things to be organized and have a purpose.
That's fair. And that's why we're sisters and not identical twins. All right. So coming up next, we're going to throw it back a little. It's a little jazzy. My friend Tanner actually showed this song to me. So shout out to Tanner if you're listening. I really like this song, and I hope everyone else does too.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. have a lot of bad days. My stomach got too hurting in the worst way. Singing the blues all on my own in a dark room. Nobody there, all on my own in a dark room. But nowadays we got a lot of good news. You finally kicked the cigarettes. I ain't been singing the blues nearly as much since I've been living with you. Love me too much. And I say, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Boy, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Father, oh. Come make you better for ya. Kick it to me, I can make you better for ya. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for me. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for ya. Make it better, it's all better. No, we didn't think that it would turn out. You started off too quick, you're gonna burn out. Turning, you send her home when the night comes. Let it go, send her home when the night comes. But nowadays we headed to the same place. And nowadays we're working at the same place. I'm still here, still bright when the night comes. Still burning, still bright when the night comes. You kick it to me and I make it better for you. Kick it to me, I gonna make you better for it. Make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for you. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for you. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, cause it's all better. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. And don't it feel alright? I get it better and it gets better every day.
Time for a PSA. Take it away, Emmy.
PSA. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. We're in flu season, people. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes today is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Guys, everyone has the flu. Please, please, please.
Wash your hands so you don't sound all nasally like me.
I'm so scared I'm going to get the flu.
Also, get your flu shot.
Also, get your flu shot.
But you should have already done that.
Vaccines are really important.
You should have already done that.
None of these anti-vaxxers up in here.
life is running a race while you're smoking, falling apart. You can fall, you can fail, as long as it comes from your heart. If you're down on your face, it's okay, you can look up. You are what you say, no, you are not where you're from.
Baby, you could be my first aid kit. La la la, you
So that was Right Where You Should Be by Quinn 92, followed by First Aid Kit by Maddie, I think Maddie Pope. Yeah, I like Quinn 92. I think he's great. And his album just came out. I think it's called From Michigan With Love. Let me double check. From Michigan With Love. And it's really good. I really like him. He has really cool people featured on his songs. So sorry, I'm basic. It's fine. Enjoy that. So we're going to shift gears. We'll talk about something maybe not so happy going on in your life if you feel comfortable.
Yeah, thanks. You have my consent. Well, if you can hear in my voice, I'm like kind of really sick. Not really, really sick, but I just have a bad cold right now. And every time I get sick, I think I'm just reminded of how like closely connected your physical and mental health are. Just
'cause it's crazy.
I'm tired. Like, I'm blowing my nose all the time. Like, the other day I went out with my friends to MIT and I brought with me my phone, and then I had a pack of tissues tucked in my spandex because I have to blow my nose so often.
Oh no.
So that's just a little annoying. But, you know, it also reminds you, like, I don't know, I feel like when I'm sick, the day, like the next day where I finally feel good, I'm like, yes.
You feel so much better.
I feel so good.
And also, like, this sounds, I don't want to make you feel bad, but it also like makes you feel gross.
I feel gross.
Like, I just feel physically, like, yeah, dirty.
I shower, like, 3 times a day.
And you just never feel totally clean.
100%.
I was thinking about this, that someone was asking me about my time abroad. In case you didn't know, I went abroad. It changed me. It's fine. But they're like, Becca, like, what's the one part you didn't like? And I realized the one thing I did not like was showering. Because I was living in Southeast Spain, which is, there's a drought going on constantly. So you take military showers all the time, which I know people in California are used to, but up in the Northeast, that's just not something we do. So you'd turn the shower on, wet your body, turn the shower off, and like shampoo your hair, turn the shower on, rinse out your hair, turn the shower off, condition your hair, so on and so forth. And I love showering. Showering is probably my favorite thing to do ever. Like, if I could take like 40-minute showers, I would be so content. Like, it's just the best. I love it.
Yeah.
I love shower. I love the process of showering. I love getting out of the shower. I love being clean. It's amazing. And I just could not get any pleasure out of those showers. And it made me like dread showering because it'd be freezing cold and you'd just be standing there shivering.
It's the like, worst.
And wet and so sad.
That sounds terrible.
And I would just dread taking a shower every day. And I, like, when showering's the best part of my day,
I know,
it made me
so
sad. Jinx, oh, that was embarrassing. Jeez. Okay, well, on that note, Emmy's sick and I can now shower again. So we're really grateful.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. We're going to listen next up. It's a really cool song. Her name's Simi. She's a Nigerian singer. She actually used to be a gospel singer and then started releasing a lot of like cool, more poppy music. So I found her in this like black hole of Spotify music. So enjoy, guys. I hope you like it.
When I touch for this life, anything when I want, she not much one. clicks while his wheels start spinning on the pavement. And I go fill the space up where he has been staying. Won't lose much sleep, he never went that deep. Love you. By its first name, we were never gonna catch a fire. We'd have burned up in the flames long before they ever rose up high. Someday I won't have to feel the cold that I do now, so I'll
listening to Fire by Sarah Bareilles. It's her new song here on The Sound of My Voice on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening to us, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for having me.
Always. You got both Levis sisters today.
Double the fun.
Stick around. You have Rosado Radio up next and one more song from Sound of My Voice. Have a great week, guys.
Bye.
Seeing the sun go down again, staying in my bed for too long now. Heard you were out last night, my friend, say you're looking well, you seem happy. But you're a liar if you say that you're fine. Bet you wonder if I think of you now. Done my best to stay away, but I think I'm going crazy. Up my eyes, you seem closer. Dancing. dancing to keep the tears away. Get this heavy weight off my shoulder. And every stranger I pretended are you there.